search has become a sort of ubiquitous business activity. Good search to us means that you can find the product or the service on a search engine when you're looking for it, because what search really is has turned out to be the most effective direct marketing medium ever devised.
This is podtech.net. Welcome to Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of innovative marketing leaders and examining how social media is changing marketing throughout the world. Here's your host, Jennifer Jones.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones, and here on Marketing Voices today, I have Bob Heyman, who is the Chief Search Officer at Mediasmith. And Mediasmith is a very well-known integrated media agency, and it buys and sells media in all forms, from search to the Super Bowl. So Bob is going to be here today to talk all about search and the power of search. So Bob, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So the first question is, define what your job is and then what search is.
It's a testimony to getting to pick your own title, I suppose. But what we were trying to do here is basically to digress a bit to probably a subsequent question. I had the good fortune to sort of accidentally invent the agency side of search marketing back in 94, 95, and I can get into the anecdote, but basically the Jefferson Starship get the thanks for this.
Let me interrupt there a second. So to all of you out there that don't know Bob, he is or was the entertainment lawyer who represented Jefferson Starship and also Maria Muldaur and various people.
Indeed. But I had an agency that sort of became an early, one of the first early full-service internet marketing agencies that we sold to U.S. Web back in 97, when that was a good thing to do before they, you know, they in the category went belly up. But in 2001, 2002, with Google sort of helping revive internet marketing by essentially making a big business out of search, it became obvious to me that just as interactive media, online agencies weren't really a standalone, but were just sort of part of what a full-service agency would offer, that search was not, even though it was largely being done by boutiques and mom-and-pops, was not really a business by itself, but it was just another one of the media that a media buying and planning agency needed to plan and strategize for the client. And I had noticed a couple of my ex-employees start one of the early SEMs, Fathom, and other people in the field, but it seemed to me that it was sort of already past the point of wanting to start a search-only agency. And I knew Dave Smith from having essentially been a competitor, and we collaborated on some clients. And it seemed to me that as one of the largest independent media buying and planning shops, in other words, you know, not owned by Omnicom or Interpublic, that Dave was an ideal partner to sort of talk into the idea that search was a big part of the future of media. It was sort of a gateway media to other media. And Dave agreed that, you know, we wanted to be, we thought, ahead of the curve of essentially search being part of an integrated media offering, and to emphasize the importance that we were placing on search by doing that, to give it a title that wasn't just, you know, media planner, media buyer, or something of that sort, but to indicate that we thought that search was going to be a more and more important piece of the media mix, and to communicate to clients that there was a better alternative than going to a standalone shop that did search, but that search should be integrated with the rest of your media.
Okay, very good. So a simple explanation of what is good search, like if you said, okay, to a client, you got to have these elements to make good search.
Almost all of the questions that Yahoo in particular has been able to quantify indicates that search, you know, typing into a search box on the internet has become the predominant way people find products, goods, services. It's up there even if you have having a baby and want to pick the right crib. It's ahead of word of mouth, and it's ahead of asking your parents. So search has become a sort of ubiquitous business activity. Good search to us means that you can find the product or the service on a search engine when you're looking for it, because what search really is, it's turned out to be the most effective direct marketing medium ever devised, and we can get into how that works and a good campaign in terms of direct marketing. But in terms of branding, there was a famous introduction of a Coke product a few years ago where they didn't buy the search terms, and there were something on the order of 300,000 searches a day that we're not finding what they wanted to find, basically around trying to find this new product intro. So search is where people go when you've introduced a branding campaign and people don't quite remember the name of the product, or they only remember the tagline, or they remember maybe an attribute that was in the ad. So basically they now have the option of, gee, I can find that. I'll go Google it. And if you're not there, you're not going to get the sale. Search is considered to be a great direct marketing medium because essentially, at least for a lot of products, you're getting people in the purchase cycle. They're doing research. They want to purchase. And if you turn up under the right keyword, basically you'll get the sale.
So hang on a second. So in terms of an example of a good search outcome, again, short form, like, you know, where you say, okay, this was where it started and this is where it ended up and this was goodness.
An example I'll use probably for one of our favorite case studies is work we did for Napster. Napster did a Super Bowl ad last year in which their tagline was "Do the math," and it was a competition essentially to show you that Napster made more sense than iTunes. We bought "Do the math," we bought a lot of Super Bowl terms, we bought music downloads, Napster. All of those paid off in search. The added TV exposure, as with almost any kind of branding, drives more search. A good search outcome means that you're in the top results, you're on the first page. If you don't show up on the first page, basically people don't go to a second page. Ideally, you're in the top three results on either the organic side, which is the left side of a search page, and also in the top three on the right side, or top, which is where the paid ads show up. Basically, about 70% of people want to click an organic ad if it's relevant, but if you show up in both organic and in paid listings, people have a higher confidence level that you're for real and that you're an answer to their search query.
Okay, so that's very helpful. So why should CMOs of technology companies really care about doing great search for their sites?
Part of the problem is that search, in a way, grew up outside the orbit of the CMO. The original search product was just getting into a Yahoo or an AltaVista directory listing. And what we now call SEO, or search engine optimization, is something that is probably more the domain of a webmaster than a marketer. And often what came out of the IT budget. In other words, we built the website, that was in the IT budget. Now we want to propagate it and make sure you know it's on the search engines. So generally, a search engine optimization practitioner, which initially was just making sure you had the right meta tags, and now means you have a lot of inbound links, but it's almost more a coding than a marketing function. So often it's under the IT person rather than the CMO. And what's happened is, as search has become more important, CMOs are discovering that, gee, there's a whole budget that should be under their control that's directed towards a positive marketing outcome, but it's being directed by the IT person or by the webmaster. So the CMO often doesn't have even visibility into what's going on in organic search. If there's paid search going on, usually that comes out of a marketing budget. What's happened is that that search has been recognized as the single most effective direct marketing medium ever devised. The return on equity of search marketing, in particular, since it's directly trackable to an action, so you can really find out what the CPA is something that's gotten the attention of marketing managers. So they've taken control, if they didn't have it, of their Google and Yahoo paid search budget. And if they're smart, they're trying to get control of the SEO budgets as well.
Yeah, well, that's where I was going, because the whole thing is metrics and search and what's really being used today. So that's my next question, is kind of what are the metrics that everybody's kind of going by?
Well, we have a... I suppose we think it's an amusing phrase, but we say you can measure the CPW, and by which we mean the cost per whatever you want to measure. And in some cases, that's an actual sale. It could be a lead. In the case of Napster, it was how much they were spending to get as many people who signed up for a two-week trial as possible. But almost every marketer, even people who aren't really direct marketers, when they start doing search, which they see as a direct medium, they find some kind of CPA goal or cost per action goal to measure. So whether that's $20 for a lead or such and so many for a download or whatever the metric is, you can manage search against that metric. When we started with Napster, they were paying $70 per two-week trialer, and we got that down below $20. And that's in part by being smart about what keywords you're buying. It's in part smart about what the call to action is and the copy. It's also a matter of how much you're willing to bid and managing that bid so that, you know, it might be a different position in your ranking works better on weekends, or day parts could make a difference. It may be that being third is more economical than being first.
Okay, so final question then. What is sort of the average cost, and I realize this is a really tough question, of a search campaign for, say, a $500 million company?
It's hard to say what an average cost of anything is because you're dealing with an auction, so the bids fluctuate. Even for a Napster who was spending millions of dollars in media, there's only so many. Google would love it if they could create more searches, but there's only so many searches that people do every day on a given term. So for a major B2C client, spending maybe $150,000, $200,000 a month is a big search budget.
Okay.
Whereas that, you know, they may be spending lots more money in other media, but you can only spend, you know, you can only spend against how many searches there are on that term every day. In terms of what you actually want to pay per word, you know, the minimum bid on some of these things is like 5 cents. So if nobody's competing for the word, you can get it for 5 or 10 cents. The most expensive word I know is Beverly Hills LASIK, because the LASIK surgeons in Beverly Hills are willing to bid almost anything to get, you know, a lead in the door for such a high profit specialty. So it's, you know, the bid price is all over the map. They tend to go up a bit in the fourth quarter because of increased competition, you know, with Christmas seasonality for consumer terms. But, you know, there's sort of an 80-20 rule of 20% of the keywords tend to deliver 80% of the traffic. So it's a lot of trial and error and discovery and looking at what competitors are doing to be able to identify words that work best.
So I said it was a final question before, but now I really have a final question. And okay. What does anybody ever go short on the bids of, like, all these words?
No, I mean, it's an auction, but not in, I mean, it's not a sort of put and call auction. But basically there are bidding strategies. There's artificial technology, artificially intelligent technology to manage bids. And there are bid tools that try to replicate the stock market that use sort of what they call a portfolio-based approach to bidding. But you know, if you go short, you tend just to not rank very highly. It's basically a highest bid market.
Very amazing. It's very obviously much more complicated.
Well, and also Google is trying to bring this model to, you know, to radio, television, and print. So some people are thinking, well, they're trying to put all the ad reps out of business, or that they're trying to put all the media buyers out of business. I more think they're trying to put the reps out of business. But, you know, they think Google should be the mechanism by which all advertising is sold.
Well, Bob Heyman, you have been an awesome interview. This has been very, very educational. So I have been talking to Bob Heyman, who's the chief search officer at MediaSmith. And MediaSmith is a very well-known San Francisco-based integrated media agency. So, Bob, thank you for joining me on Marketing Voices.
And Jennifer, I can't briefly do my Jefferson Starship got me into the search marketing business story.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. I didn't know if you wanted to take the time. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. We had, at my first company, Cybernautics, as I mentioned, we'd been their lawyer, and they wanted a website, and I knew a web kid back in 94, and we built them a website that was at the URL jstarship.com, which you'd think would be a pretty easy URL to remember. And it was, I think, a really cool early site. And one night I got a call from the manager, and I don't know where they were playing, but it was 3 in the morning my time, and they were ripshit. And the reason they were ripshit is they had wanted to show the website to the promoter, and none of them could remember the URL.
Oh, my goodness.
Which makes you wonder what they were on.
Yeah.
But they had then gone to, I think it was Alta Vista, and typed in Jefferson Starship, thinking that their site would show up number one, and it showed up, like, on the third page. And they were furious with me. They said, "You guys are terrible web designers. How? You know, we're the Jefferson Starship. How could the search engine not know we should be number one? You must have screwed up." It turned out at that point that it was early in the sort of algorithm of organic search, and what the search engine was doing was basically putting at number one whatever site had the word Jefferson Starship most often. And there was a fan site that had, you know, had used the term, you know, used the term repeatedly, and we'd sort of been rather tasteful and didn't mention Jefferson Starship as quite as, you know, as much as they had. But it just turned out that if we put Jefferson Starship in little black letters against a black background and ran it half a mile down the page, the next day we were number one. And they thought we were a genius, and we had a new specialty called search engine optimization.
Very impressive. That is a great story. I'm sorry I didn't let you say it at the top, but I know a lot of people listen to the whole podcast, so hopefully everyone will hear that. So anyway, thank you so much. And again, Bob Heyman, who's the chief search officer at MediaSmith, and I'll let you give the website for your firm.
www.mediasmith.com.
Great. And this has been Jennifer Jones with Marketing Voices. And so to all my listeners, until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.